singing.
Really?
No, this is Frank singing.
I think it's confusing you with me.
Yeah, they asked me if you're singing.
You always do that. You get us mixed up.
Yeah.
Sometimes people go, hey, who are you? You go, I'm Frank O'Pen.
Yes, I know.
This rover. Temper's the one thing you can't get rid of by losing it.
You know, we actually had a guy who worked at the station years ago who told girls he was Frank O'Pena.
Really?
We did?
Oh, yeah, that's great.
He worked here?
Oh, yes. I don't know if I heard that story.
I can tell you off the air.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. He'd say, you know, I worked at KTRS, and if they said, oh, Frank O'Pena, he'd go, yeah, it's me. And maybe he got lucky because of it a couple times.
Well, I can see
how I just hope I was good.
Well, yeah.
I hope I was good in bed. That's all I hope. I'd hate for this guy to be lousy in the sack, and then she goes back and goes, yeah, I slept with Frank. He was terrible.
I got a new toy.
You do?
Yeah. I got one of those whoopee cushions that blow up by themselves. I couldn't help it.
It's not very good.
No, it doesn't.
Well, wait a minute. It sounds better. I don't know what... It
sounds like a muffled firework backfire.
Let me pull it back from the mic.
No, it's horrible. It's terrible.
It's not good.
It's not coming across the
It sounds like somebody trying to cough up a hairball.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. That sounds like an underinflated basketball hitting the floor.
Yeah, it doesn't sound that good on the air.
How much you pay for this?
$3.
Get your money back.
Oh yeah, you got ripped off.
It's terrible.
Why would you bring that in here when we have?
How many times?
I have no idea.
How many times have you heard anybody pass gas and it sounded like that? Never. It never sounds like. No.
No.
No. look how we've just let the air out of Dan's out of his big head.
I know.
Oh man, will you see what I got? And then there goes
your burnt segment.
Yep.
We just destroyed it for him. Look, what's better? Go get a little container of that Flarp. Remember that stuff?
Oh yes.
Oh my goodness, I love that stuff. You take the lid off. It's kind of like Play-Doh. It's kind of a slimy, but it's not wet. And you jam your fingers down in the little plastic container, and
it doesn't stick to your fingers or anything.
No. Yeah. It's fantastic. I got some for my little grandson. He's too young to know why that's funny. But I put it in front of him, and you stick two fingers in it, and I'm laughing like crazy. He's looking at me like he's
What's
laughing as I'm
What's
laughing.
What's wrong with you?
He doesn't actually know why that's funny. He will soon.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Once I get through with him, he'll know what's funny. Yeah. He'll have the right kind of warped sense of humor. Good afternoon and welcome to the February 23rd edition of Pinions Playhouse. We're so glad to have you here. Now, folks, we're going to do the Burke segment. And then we're going to talk about the Oscars, and I'm going to tell you why. Because even those of you who didn't watch it, I don't want them to talk about that. I didn't watch it. You don't need to have watched it, because what we're going to discuss with you will impact your future movie viewing. I'm going to save you some time, because there are a couple of things you're going to be tempted to watch, and I'm just telling you right now, run from them, and we'll talk about that. So see, it really does concern you, even if you didn't see the Oscars. And I can understand why a lot of people didn't watch the Oscars, because the Oscars is nothing more than a bunch of really rich people who we, the public, have we've caused them to believe they're like royalty. And they're superhuman, and they're on a pedestal that can't be reached, and they're special. Well, they're special in the same way a really good woodworker is special, or special in the way a speech therapist or someone who's in hospice is special. They have a skill, a talent, an ability that most people don't have. But it happens to pay millions of dollars. So you're watching an event where pampered people and people paid tremendous amounts of money to do what they would do if it paid almost nothing. And Dan, when I say that, you know, musicians, and not only would they, many of them do, play their whole lives and never make a tremendous amount of money.
Oh, yeah.
So they do athletes. They play ball anyway if they could for the fun of it. So these people would be doing this even if they were among, let's put it this way, if you took a look at the roster of members of SAG, the Screen Actors Guild. I'm a member. I've never been in a movie. 95% of the people on that list are also waiters or waitresses or cab drivers, because if they weren't, they couldn't pay their utility bills. This is the handful of people that, combination of talent and luck and meeting the right person or people, made it to that upper level. And then once they get to the point where they can afford anything, they're given everything. That's the part that gets me. You know, let's give them a $160,000 swag bag to people who could buy anything in there if they wanted it. And they don't even want most of what's in there. So we will talk about it. But before, and Jose comes in, and I have a contribution because I now have another phone since we talked last week. I went back and stepped it up to the 128 gigabyte. Ooh, I got enough memory. I could load 30 major motion pictures in this phone.
Wow.
So we'll talk about tech stuff. But first, the Burke segment, and it goes like this. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do. I have something.
Well, I'd like to introduce, in case you don't know him, maybe you just moved to town. Maybe the moving van just pulled away and you turned on the radio while you're unpacking. Let's see if we can find a radio station, and you found us. So you don't know who he is. I'll tell you who he is. He's a musician. Not just one instrument, but two. Bass, guitar, and harmonica. He's an impressionist, impersonator. He's a professor. He's a former assistant manager of Sambo's Restaurant. He's a former car salesman. What am I leaving out, Peon?
Oh, there's so much.
I don't know.
There's so much.
I don't even know what you're leaving out.
Well, he is Dan Strauss, and here's his contribution. That's all yours, Dan.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
First of all, I don't know if you're going to talk about Lady Gaga later on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Incredible. I thought she was incredible.
She was the highlight of the award show.
I thought so, too.
My wife sat there as stunned as I was at what an unbelievable job she did with that montage, or whatever you call it, of music, from the Sound of Music.
I kept waiting for something to happen.
Go goofy.
For her to do something, and it never did.
No, she played it straight.
I know.
I'm with you. I thought, okay, any minute that pretty dress is going to fly off, and there's going to be a lizard suit under it or something. But no, she was tremendous.
She was. And I forgot. You forget what a great voice she has.
Why is she at the Oscars, though? That's what I had. That's what I had.
Well, I think there are other people who present or at the Oscars who have nothing really to do with the movie business, unless what we don't know is that she was in a movie and had a small part in a movie. I don't know.
But, no,
but I think there have been other musical entertainers who weren't movie stars.
Well, they were celebrating 50 years of
Sound
of Music.
Right.
And there's probably, I don't know how many other singers out there that would do something like that.
No, he's got a good point. I hate to say this. Dan has a good point. If you're going to celebrate Sound of Music, first priority is music. Who can sing these songs, whether they're in the movies or not? And if you limit it to movie stars, I don't know. Who would you have sing? Those are a couple of songs are really tough, especially the main, "The Hills Are Alive." That's hard. That's a hard song to sing. Except I just did it perfectly.
Yeah, but Lady Gaga, I would imagine, she stepped forward, or somebody said, "Oh, my God, I've heard her sing. Let's try this." And
I think people who know music realize that she's a much better singer than we think she is, because I hate to take up your segment, but let me tell you, from a marketing standpoint, the brilliance in the strategy of Lady Gaga. Lady Gaga is a good singer, but there are lots of good singers. So you have to figure out, how do I get the world's attention? If I just sing, I'll get lost in the shuffle. So I'll put on these outfits that are beyond outrageous.
Yeah.
I'll get on Saturday Night Live. I'll start popping up here and there. People will notice me. And then once I get them to notice me, I'll show them I can sing, too. And I think that's exactly what's happened.
Oh, yeah.
But look, Tony Bennett's not going to duet the way he does with her with just anybody. Tony Bennett, if you watch the documentary, this guy is a perfectionist. And he is not going to pair up with some, schlub.
Yeah.
So she can sing.
So keeping with music, I went to a benefit yesterday. I was talking to Johnny Holzum yesterday with the Well Hungarians, and he said he was going to this benefit yesterday at BB's Jazz Blues and Soups downtown by the stadium.
You know who a lot of people confuse him with?
Who?
There's a guy named Johnny Holzum. And you got to know who's Holzum, and you got to know who's Holzum.
Oh.
Kenny Rogers humor.
Yes.
Gambler humor. Thank you. Sorry, go ahead.
So we went down there because Ethan Jones was going to be one of the guys getting up and playing. But this guy, Billy Barnett, he put this whole thing together. He's a local musician, and just about everybody in St. Louis knows who he is, musician-wise. So he put this thing together. It was a lot of jazz, and then a lot of blues. And I think you probably would have liked this, Frank, but this place was packed. Jackie Smith was there. I haven't seen Jackie Smith in a long time.
Did he come up and say, "Hi, I'm Jackie Smith"?
Yeah, he did.
"Hi, I'm Jackie Smith."
He did. He did. But the benefit was for a guy named Phil Burton, who he's an incredible bass player that had a heart attack a few months back. And so they were helping out with some of the hospital bills and stuff like that. But the bass players there, the musicians, first of all, that are in St. Louis, and the musicians that were there, it's just phenomenal and incredible the amount of talent that we have in St. Louis. And this guy got up, and his name's Zebediah Briskovich, but he goes by Reverend Zebon Walker. He can play upright bass, and he can play regular bass.
What's his name? Zebediah what?
Zebediah, hold on here. Briskovich.
Well, that is a very common name.
Well, yeah.
No wonder he took a stage dive.
I know. He got up there, and then there were other bass players that got up there. This guy was unbelievably talented. And then there's another guy. His name is John King, and we both worked with a John King.
Yes, we did.
But this is not the John King that we worked with.
No, because the guy we worked with is probably now is an insane asylum.
Yeah, probably. But this guy gets up, and he got up for the last song, and he did this bass solo that just melted your face off. The guy was just incredible. His name was John King, but I was just amazed by the amount of talent. So I was talking to some of these guys afterwards, and I just wanted to go throw my gear away, all my bass and everything else, because watching some of this stuff, it's just like unbelievable. So I just wanted to mention that there's a lot of talent, and this Billy Barnett put this whole thing together, and it was just unreal yesterday.
I tell you what I liked, and I probably won't, but I should, is every year when they have the steel guitar convention here in St. Louis,
they say that
is unbelievable. Now, if you hate steel guitar, obviously, you don't ever want to go. I love steel guitar. And steel guitar is only prominent in two kinds of music, country music and Hawaiian music.
Yeah.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Can't you use a steel guitar in some beautiful song that the symphony might play?
Oh, you could use steel guitar in anything. I would think you could use it in anything.
Well, I wonder, we had the Steel Guitar Hall of Fame here for a while, but it was in the Millennium Hotel, which is no longer there.
Well, first of all, to have a Steel Guitar Hall of Fame is idiotic. All right, it just is.
Did you ever see that in the Millennium Hotel? That it was like in the lower level where they had all the convention rooms. It was just a bunch of bronze plaques on the wall there.
That was it?
That was it.
It was like the dog museum.
Yeah.
Some of the names on there were great, though. I just remember that. They all had either nicknames or... some interesting
names. A lot of
names.
Musicians do that. You know, Johnny Slowpoke Robinson from Memphis, Tennessee.
Yeah. And then Saturday night went to the Funny Bone, and I haven't been there in years to see just a show. Ben Bailey was there, a guy, he does Cash Cab.
Oh, the song, Won't You Come Home, Ben Bailey.
Yeah, Won't You Come Home, Ben Bailey.
Don't email me, folks, I know it's Bill Bailey.
He does Cash Cab on cable, on TV. I've never really seen the show.
Yeah. It's a great story.
Yeah, but he was really funny. I mean, just really, really funny. Just had a great weekend, musically.
You sound like you had a great weekend.
I know.
Since you mentioned bass, I'm working on a song called It's All About That Bass.
Really?
That's all I've got
really?
So far. Yeah, just got It's All About
all
That
about
Bass.
All About That Bass, About
I can
That
do something
Bass.
With it. I know I can. I'll work on it.
Anything else? Work on that.
Anything else?
No, that was it.
Well, Dan had a great weekend.
Yes, he did.
Anything?
I do. I have one. Just one thing I'll share.
Is he on the peon with one thing?
Thank you very much. After the Oscars, I thought this was would be a good website to share. I just stumbled upon this today.
Why share? Why not another singer, an actress?
No, it's H-A-R-E.
Oh, okay.
It's a goodmovietowatch.com. And what they do is they take movies that were highly rated on, you know, IMDb and Rotten Tomatoes. But then they take out all the ones that were big at the box office, you know, so ones that you've heard of or seen, you know, and then they give you different, you know, what kind of mood you're in or what kind of genre movie you want. And then you just hit a button and it'll pop a movie up for you.
Oh, man, I'm going to go to that because yes. I'm always every once in a while I go, ugh, I know on the air we had people call and go, hey, is anybody forgotten about? And they'll mention a movie and I go, oh, my goodness, I'm going to watch that. As soon as the show's over, I forgot it.
Yeah.
So this is a great site.
There's a random button, too, where you just hit a random suggestion and it'll throw a movie out at
you. And you get all the Tony Random movies, the Tony Random.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Thank you. Wow, Bill, once you come home, Ben Bailey and now Tony Random.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm on fire today.
I know.
It's a hot day. So, yes, I did not watch the Oscars last night, so I just kind of saw some of the notes from today.
Well, we'll have a chat.
I didn't recognize Michael Keaton.
No, he looked completely different.
I know.
His head's almost shaved, and it's hard to describe. He looked good. He didn't look old. He just looked different.
He had those glasses on. And
he's got a crazy look. You know, it's
You
think that in real life there's something kind of wrong with him.
Speaking of movies, the crazy Michael Keaton is in Pacific Heights.
Yes.
Man.
Good one.
Yeah. And I saw just Oscars fact. I think they said the total of all the best picture nominees for money, you know, box office draw, was like 600 and something million. Which American Sniper was, half of it, 300 and something. But it's just amazing. That just puts a spotlight on all those movies that the majority of people will go see and watch, you know, all the big box. They're never up for, like, Guardians of the Galaxy, which made $400 or $500 million. Yeah. That will never be up for an award, Best
Picture
Award.
We're never going to understand why
it's
Birdman.
All that snobby.
We're not going to understand why Birdman won.
Why is it never? Yeah, a comedy or something like
that.
Well,
let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen, listening in the radio audience. 99% of you listening right now have not seen Birdman, and you probably shouldn't. It's that horrible. And, well, we'll talk after the break, but Peon's right. For a movie like that to get Best Picture and not American Sniper,
it just shows how
politics. They hate Clint Eastwood. They hate his politics. Okay, they do. They didn't like the Sniper movie. Never got any mention until it had to, because like everything else, money talks. And when that thing started raking in the money, by the way, the big winner last night overall of everything was Clint Eastwood. You know why? He's still going to the bank every week when the checks come.
Yeah.
The winner last night was Clint Eastwood. Best director or not, best movie or not, he was the winner. And he may not have been smiling on the outside, but inside he's thinking, go ahead, play the politics, pat yourselves on the back, give Birdman, I'll see you at the bank. And that's the only reason American Sniper in the Hollywood crowd even gets mentioned, is because they have to, because it made so much money. And that is a statement that the American people like that story and stories like it. They do. And they are proud of people like Chris Kyle. And who was it this morning? Some schmuck this morning on television. One of the news channels or morning shows said, you know, American Sniper, he acknowledged it took a lot of money in it. I know what it was. It was that stupid David something Eckelstein or Edelstein on CBS Sunday morning. He mentioned American Sniper. He says, while I have issues with the story. What issues do you have with the story? That you don't think we could kill the enemy because there's a gun in the movie or something? Idiot. That's the problem with that Hollywood.
Speaking
crap.
Of issues, the Hollywood crap. They They threw their little agendas in there last night, too.
Yeah, well, we'll talk about that, too.
Give that a rest.
We got a couple of things to cover, and we'll do that. Let's close the Burke segment. Do you have anything else, Beyond?
No.
Let's close the Burke segment. Burke segment's officially closed. I want to invite everybody, and I hope you'll do this, make a little trip to Amini's first chance you get. If you're anywhere near Chesterfield Valley, and I know a lot of you are, and even if you aren't, you're going, man, I don't have anything to do. I wonder what I could do that would be different. Go to Amini's. You will not be sorry. And take your family. They love it when you bring your kids in there. You know how some stores, you can tell the expression on the salespeople's faces. You know, we say, get those kids out of here. Kids are running around. Bring the kids. They love having kids there. They'll turn the kids loose on a pinball machine or something or an arcade game while mom and dad or grandma or grandpa or whatever walk around and go upstairs and look at the Jaffe lighting selection. And now is absolutely the time to jump on this patio furniture opportunity. That is the number one category in sales for Amini's. You wouldn't think that. I think number one would be, you know, games and jukeboxes, dartboards, electronic dartboard, things in that cat, pool tables. No, it's patio furniture, which tells me there are a lot of people willing to pay for top quality patio furniture and not junk. And that's what they do not sell at Amini's, is junk in any category. This is a store you have to see. This is a store that I've been crazy about since I discovered it many, many years ago. And I didn't know what it was till I walked inside. And you really can't have any idea until you go in, and please do. And if all you want to do is walk around, say, Frank said that I could walk around, and I'm AM in the PM, and they'll step aside and go, if you need anything, let us know. Walk around. And you're just going to be blown away by the quality of the merchandise and the price range. You can spend a few $100s, a couple $100s, or thousands and thousands of dollars. It's a great store. Nothing else like it. Chesterfield Valley under the Copper Dome, Amini's. That's A-M-I-N-I-S, Amini's.com.
Let's get a look at traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Okay, you had a stalled vehicle blocking a lane on southbound 270 at Big Bend. They have moved it off to the right shoulder now, but you are slow approaching Manchester down through Big Bend. Everything else is just volume starting to get built up on westbound 40, that stretch between Hampton and McCausland, westbound 70 as you make your way past Jennings Station Road. And this traffic report is brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. It's so fast, accurate, and easy to use, it's a must-have for any household, especially with children. Get yours at Toys R Us, Babies R Us, and other fine retailers today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm Kelly Jackson. Tuesday morning on McGraw Live, we check in with Trey Harden live in Washington, D.C. with up-to-date political analysis. Andy Strickland stops by the studio to answer the question, what's wrong with the blues? And McGraw looks into the history of NASA's Voyager program on its 40th birthday with Professor Jim Bell from the Planetary Society. Plus news, weather, traffic, and sports to start your day. Join us, won't you? It's McGraw Live. Live, starting at 6 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is John Shea, Mr. Fix-It. We all have junk around our homes, old TVs, maybe an old refrigerator, the entertainment center, things your kids brought home from college, heck, things you brought home from college. You know, the stuff you don't use, and it's just taking up valuable space. You'd like to get rid of it, but you don't know who to call to help you with all of this. Well, I need you to call Pitch It and Forget It, 314-932-1100. Pitch It will provide residential and commercial junk removal service with variable affordable rates. The friendly staff at Pitch It will visit your location on your schedule and provide you with a quote on the spot at no cost. They'll remove items from your basement, your attic, your office, your warehouse. They'll even clean up after themselves. You don't have to lift a finger. Isn't that nice? And their prices are lower than the national change. Pitch It is an eco-friendly, recycling most items, and they are fully insured. So call the folks at Pitch It at 932-1100. That's Pitch It at 932-1100 or pitchitandforgetit.com. That's pitchitandforgetit.com. Don't forget, senior discounts apply.
Hi, it's Randy Naughton. You've heard me talk about Victorian Gardens Independent Senior Living Community and all of the wonderful amenities that they provide for our loved ones. You've heard about the spacious rooms, the chef-prepared meals, and the full medical staff. You've heard about the indoor garden courtyard, the leisure activities, and the affordable financing. But did you know there are special benefits available to U.S. veterans? On Thursday, February 26th, Victorian Gardens is hosting a free seminar where you can learn how these benefits benefits can help pay for health care costs. This is a free Veterans Benefits Seminar on Thursday, February 26th at 11 a.m., followed by a chef-prepared meal. Call today and reserve your place at 636-587-3737, 636-587-3737, or online at victorian-gardens.com. Victorian Gardens Independent Senior Living Community, the way retirement should be.
Here's a special announcement for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. Now, there's hope. The Internal Revenue Service has extraordinary programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the 911 Tax Relief Helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-296-5514. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will halt all collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Relief Helpline. 800-296-5514. 800-296-5514. 800-296-5514.
The St. Louis FC, the area's newest professional sports franchise, kicks off their inaugural soccer season this spring at the historic Soccer Park in Fenton. There will be no better place to meet friends, entertain clients, or treat your family. Join them for the authentic soccer experience that the rest of the country is celebrating. Season ticket packages start at just $150, with all-inclusive seating available for all 15 home games. St. Louis FC tickets and merchandise are available at stlouisfc.com. See you at the park.
Good health shows. Good health and a shiny coat start with the optimum nutrition of Aviderm Natural Pet Foods. Aviderm is made with premium quality proteins and avocado, a rich source of the vitamins, fatty acids, and antioxidants your pet needs. And Aviderm has no corn and no animal byproduct meals. Aviderm is guaranteed to give your pet a softer, shinier coat in just 6 weeks. So try Aviderm Natural and see the glow for yourself. Available at your local neighborhood pet store.
Not Saturday, we're not in the park, but it is Monday, and we're on the air, and we're going to talk about a little bit about the Academy Awards last night. I will never understand the interest in the clothing that women have, because one, you're not going to be able to afford those clothes, and two, you probably won't look like, I don't know, pick somebody. You probably won't look like her when you, even if you do buy that same dress or shoes. But this morning, to set this up, you have to understand that if you didn't see the Academy Awards, you didn't miss it. It was one of the worst hosting jobs and award ceremonies I've ever seen. Neil Patrick Harris was a dud. He wasn't really funny to me. Most of what he did fell flat. He made obscure references. Nobody knew what they meant. But Lady Gaga, because it's the 50th anniversary of The Sound of Music, came out and did tunes from The Sound of Music. And she just seamlessly went in from the main theme, The Hills Are Alive, The Sound of Music, to Raindrops and Roses. And it was spectacular. I thought she did a terrific job. This morning on the Fox TV affiliate in Cleveland, Ohio, this chick, Christy Capel, she's a co-anchor on a morning news show there. And every market has them. Every town has these airhead, pretty... She's a former Miss Missouri, I might add.
Really?
And we have one, and I won't name her. She's pretty, but she has nothing to say. And this morning, she is sitting with her co-anchor, who is black, and either two or three times says, Jigaboo. Now, Peon's going to play it for you, and then I'll tell you what she tweeted out when the tons of criticisms and angry viewers started writing in. Here's the clip.
Wow, Lady Gaga surprising a lot of people last night with his tribute to The Sound of Music. Afterwards, Julie Andrews joined on stage, gave her a hug, and called it wonderful.
It's
very impressive, though, isn't it?
It's hard to really hear her voice.
Lady Gaga.
With all the jigaboo music that she does, whatever you want to call it, jigaboo.
Yeah, she has a nice voice.
She's a gorgeous voice. I never knew. Very nice. All right, 622. Yeah,
twice she says jigaboo.
And she's trying to cover it then. She has a gorgeous voice I never knew.
Well,
and she
kind of lames. Her explanation was she has no idea, had no idea what that term meant.
Now,
is that
no.
close to it?
No, hang on. Yeah, she said she didn't know it was a word. Well,
why do you say
if it's
it,
not
then?
A word, how, well, yeah, well, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard of anybody. I didn't know it was a word. Well, my goodness, that's like saying mechanic. You didn't mean mechanic, did you? Oh, no, I don't know why I said that. I didn't know mechanic was a word. Yeah, of course you know jigaboo was a word. Now, I do believe that she's so young and stupid. Look, we've watched these beauty pageants, okay? She's a former Miss Missouri. What I always take away from beauty pageants is that this country has some really pretty stupid women in it. Because when they get on to the question time, when they, if you ran the country, well, oh my goodness.
There's been the famous ones that.
Oh my, they're so stupid. Yes. Most of them are stupid. So I automatically put her in that category, which means I do think it's very possible that she had heard the, what she was saying was that normally when you hear Lady Gaga, you don't get to hear and appreciate her voice because of all that jigaboo music that she has going on. I seriously believe she does not know that that is an offensive racial slur. Now, here's the part.
I think you're right about that.
Here's the part I don't get. Her co-anchor's black. He missed the world's greatest opportunity to get on Letterman, to get national attention. He blew it. If I'm black and I'm sitting next to her and she goes, yeah, normally she's got all that jigaboo music, I would have said, what?
Just stop. Yeah, just stop the newscast down.
Okay, hang on. What kind
what
of music?
What did you just say? And you see her expression. Yeah, that would have been great.
Now, if she said, yeah, you know, that jigaboo, if she said it again, then you'd realize she's oblivious to what. But this is his golden moment to say, you do understand, on live TV, you do understand what jigaboo means, don't you?
I she think said, he probably.
No, he probably. I know what you're going to say. Yeah. I think he was so stunned that he just, as a pro, moved
just
on.
Decided.
Well, that, and I think also that he figured she has no clue.
But it doesn't
what
matter.
What she's talking about.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I know.
If he could do it again. Look,
oh, yeah.
Everybody, when you do have that one opportunity to grab, to get your 15 minutes of fame, to get attention in a positive way, take it. He missed it. And I'm sure now looking back, he's thinking, man, I could have made this my golden moment without being mean, without being racist, without cursing her out or chastising her. He could have just shut everything down momentarily and said, what? That's all he would have had to say. That's all it would have taken. Jigaboo music. Yeah, normally she's got all that jigaboo music. And he just, you could tell the expression on
his
face.
He took the high road.
Yeah, you folks can find it. If you YouTube, just YouTube Cleveland Fox Station, type in jigaboo.
Well, I don't know if you
Well, yeah, type in TV.
No, you can type in that. That's
sure
how,
you can.
Yeah, you can.
Well, sure you
that's
can.
How you'll find it. Yeah.
Hey, here's another thing. Saturday night, did you watch the 1975 rerun of Saturday Night Live with Richard Pryor as the host?
No.
They played that segment.
They did that a few. They played this episode a few months ago
N-word.
With the Chevy Chase.
Yes, the word association.
Yes.
Where he says the N-word.
Yeah.
Now, that surprised me because we've gotten to the point where no matter what the context it's in, even an old All in the Family show, and I've not watched the reruns, do they still play them intact without editing? Because we've gotten so
weird. Think they do.
But man, that thing this morning, it was hilarious. And you can.
I think he knew the backlash was going to come.
But he
goes,
could,
I'm just going to let this play out and wait
I'm
for it.
I'm telling you, he missed his moment, man. He and I think a lot of people will applaud him and say, thanks for taking the high road. You obviously realize that she's just stupid. And I don't know that that means you're stupid, that you've never. Look, if you're young, and I'm going to say a couple of words that aren't. They aren't illegal. They're not FCC violations in any way. And the context I'm saying them is to point something out. I absolutely believe if you said spade or spear chucker to somebody 25, they'd just go, huh? They don't know. They don't know. So if they ever used it, you know, jig is a dance.
Yeah.
And hullabaloo. And I could see where she's heard, somewhere she heard jigaboo, but she didn't know in what context. I really do believe she's probably totally innocent here, but trust me, she'll never forget the word now. she will never forget that word.
And how old is she?
I would guess
28, 20s, I don't
know. Yeah.
Mid-20s. She looks pretty young. But that was hilarious. Now, one of the weird things last night that happened, and Dan, you saw it, right?
I did not see the whole thing.
Patrick Harris came out on stage in his tidy whiteies.
I missed that, but I saw it this morning on the...
here's why that was a really stupid idea. That was in reference to a scene in Birdman, a movie nobody has seen. And unless you knew that, you'd have no idea why he did that bit, which I found disgusting because... there was an obvious package and bulge, whether it was enhanced, I don't know. They were tight, 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 almost jockstrap tighty-whities. And I didn't see any reason for it. I'm not a prude. I like off-color jokes. But that was beyond ridiculous to me. It was almost like he's flaunting his freedom as a gay man to do whatever he wanted to do. And I can't stand Neil Patrick Harris anyway. This guy to me seems like... When the camera turns on and there he is, without saying it, he's saying, look, I love myself, I love myself, I love myself. I think he's talented. I don't think he's nearly as talented as, what's his name, Sean Hayes, the guy that was on...
Will and Grace.
Yeah, that guy is a tremendous talent. I don't know what Neil Patrick Harris... I know he's a song and dance man, but I think he's... I hope he's done as host of the Oscars, because he's no Billy Crystal.
Is this like the... second or third year he's done
first this? For him to do this. He's done the Tonys.
Okay.
I think this is his first Oscars. But that underwear thing was ridiculous to me. And obscure references. So the way I'm going to save you folks time and money is you can go ahead if you want to, but I think you'll find that I was right when I say if you watch this Boyhood movie, you'll want to shoot yourself in the head before it's over. And same thing with that Birdman. These are these artsy kind of films that this handful of elitists act like they think's the greatest thing ever done. I'll go back to The Artist, that horrible black and white silent movie that won Best Picture. Remember that?
Yes.
One of the worst things I have ever seen.
And everyone I know that even saw that thing...
hated it.
Oh, yeah. They couldn't stand it.
I've only found two people that have seen Birdman. And they absolutely despised it. And here's the other one, that Budapest Hotel thing.
Yeah.
A friend of mine called me about 3 days ago. He said, have you guys watched this Budapest? I said, no. He said, my wife and I just looked at each other, and we turned it off after 20 minutes. It's the worst thing we've ever seen. And it was one of those that kept getting praised last night that most people haven't seen. It's horrible. And I say it's horrible. I haven't even seen it. Not one trailer scene made me want to see that movie. So I get a big kick out of it. It's interesting. You talk about it for what it is. And it is what it is, a place we'll probably never get to go. And I did enjoy Jimmy Kimmel. Jimmy Kimmel had an after-Oscar show that was terrific. And, I mean, he had heavy hitters on there. He had Travolta and Sean Penn and... Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, yeah.
It was terrific.
Did you see the John Travolta thing?
Oh, I saw the clip online today where you can, like, caress that Idina Menzel's face.
Did you see that Eddie Munster hairpiece he had on?
Yes. He's just a very...
John, get some decent hair!
But they kind of zinged him. They nailed him a couple of times, and then he came out and just would not get out of her face.
Yeah, he's just get very past bizarre.
I couldn't get past his hair. It's like it's painted on.
Yeah,
okay, he's bald. John Travolta's bald. Newsflash. That hair. John, call Carl Reiner. Get some advice on hair pieces. Seriously. I mean, you can do better than that Eddie Munster widow peak fake hair you've got. And when he wears the close crop faked hair, it also looks like it was painted on there.
Yeah, it's like
I like
AstroTurf.
John Travolta. Yeah, exactly. It looks like AstroTurf.
Black AstroTurf.
Chia Pet. I like John Travolta, but, man, I can't get past that hair. I get a couple of pieces of business. Let me do one right now. It's American Equity Mortgage. American Equity Mortgage in the mortgage business. That's why it's in the name. They're also in the equity business. That's why that's in the name. And they're an American company. That's why that's in the name. Equity, what is that? That is the part of the house that you own. If you're a homeowner, you and the lender own the house together. And until you pay it off, they own part of it. But the part that you own is the equity in the house. Let's say you have a $200,000 house and your mortgage is $100,000. And the house is worth $200,000. You got $100,000 in equity. That's the greatest borrowing power that you can have when it comes to borrowing money at low interest rates. An American equity mortgage, well, I don't know anybody who'd be any better at explaining how this works than they would. They've been around a quarter of a century. All these other mortgage companies that I hear anyway sound like they're copying American equity. They want to be American equity. Why not just go to the one the other people want to be? Just go to the top. Go to American Equity Mortgage. If you want to borrow money for something that's come up that you need and you're a homeowner, you're in the driver's seat on this one. And if you need a house, getting out of a house, going into another one, finally deciding I'm not paying rent anymore, I got no tax deduction doing that, I want a mortgage, they'll help you with that too. They're really good at this. American Equity Mortgage, AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999.
Let's check traffic right now with Tim Wiley.
Well, things are running much better now on southbound 270, that stretch between Manchester down through Doherty Ferry. You are running slow on eastbound 270, though, between Lindbergh and New Florissant, and they're working with a crash in Oakville on Telegraph at Pioneer. And this traffic report is brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. It is so fast, accurate, and easy that it takes the hassle out of taking a temperature. Every new parent should have one, so pick one up at your local club, warehouse, or other fine retailers today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
News, weather, and traffic.
To get you to and from work.
The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
At Granite Busters, they make it easy to say yes.
Right now until March 9th, it's the Granite Busters Why Wouldn't I Sale?
With no-nonsense bottom-line pricing, starting at just $29.99 per square foot installed.
And when you buy 50 or more square feet of granite countertops, you'll get the following three items absolutely free.
A stainless steel undermount sink, valued at $350, free.
A sink crate, valued at $100, free.
A complete plumbing hookup, valued at $250,
free.
That's $700 worth of extras,
absolutely free.
Stop in and check out over 125 different colors and styles and pick out the perfect slab for your kitchen at the Granite Busters Design Showroom and 20,000 square foot double warehouse at 1752 Jeffco Boulevard in Arnold.
Call now to schedule an appointment at 636-322-2344. That's 636-322-2344.
Or visit online at granitebusters.com.
The Why Wouldn't I sale is going on now
at Granite Busters.
This is Larry Connors. After the storm, who's going to be there to help you pick up all the pieces? You don't have to do it alone. You can count on the roofing experts at John Beal Roofing. Our storm damage response team works around the clock during emergencies, providing tarps, making repairs, giving you peace of mind when you need it most. Protect your family. Protect your investment. Call John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Hey Mizzou fans, stop by before or after the game and see what Real's all about. Lion's Choice has been serving Real roast beef sandwiches since 1967. Quality, taste, and nutrition is what we're all about. Stop by today. Get Real.
Tonight, The Voice returns with Blake, Adam, Christina, and Pharrell, followed by the return of the night shift. It all begins at 7 tonight on NBC.
All right, Blind Bob's been holding for quite a while. I got 2 minutes. Blind Bob, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good.
You know, I'm tempted to say right away to you, hey, did you watch the Oscars last night?
I was going to stay on topic when I said, you know, I did not.
Well, you can't. You're blind.
Yeah, well, that's okay. Well, I could watch. I mean, I could have watched it.
Listen.
But I didn't. I quit watching a lot of those shows. I used to watch the CMA Awards for anybody that likes country music. I used to watch that.
Funny to me when you say I watched it. You didn't really watch it. You listened to it.
But I use that word interchangeably, just like everybody else.
Yeah.
It's part of the vocabulary. And I know there are people that say, oh, I didn't mean to use that word, but, you know, that's That's how I talk. That's how I grew up.
Yeah, and you get it, and you know the people don't mean anything if they
don't.
Oh, I
know.
Hey,
did you see
your friend yesterday? I mean, you're not going to go, I can't see him, I'm blind. You know what?
Which one?
Mean. So, Bob, what can we do for you today?
Actually, I was just calling to say that, you know, basically what I said, that I want to stay on topic and that I've gotten to where I don't watch many of those shows anymore because you have an idea of who's going to win.
You really do.
And the thing is, a lot of them I would pick are not even, are the ones, I think the ones that I would pick are the ones the general public would pick. But they always seem to pick somebody else or something.
Well,
else.
Look, best case, best example, American Sniper. Over $300 million. Half of the total box office take of all eight of the nominees. Half the money was on that one movie, yet the public has spoken at the box office, but it didn't win.
But it didn't, right.
And the least amount taken in was that stinking Birdman.
Yeah. You know, I'd heard of the movie, but I don't know of anybody that I personally knew that went to see that.
Bob, can Dan call you back after the tech segment?
He sure can. Hey, Dan, we got to get you out there this year to play beatball. But he can call me back.
Beatball.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Hey,
have
Dan,
your display?
We'll put you on hold, Bob. I want to talk to you later,
good.
Okay? All right, good to hear from
sure.
you. Where's Blind Bob been?
Yeah, we'll have to find out.
I can tell you during the break, but he... I'll tell you during the
okay.
Break.
Well, I want to talk to him more because this is really interesting to me. He seems to indicate he watches, in quotes, a lot of things. And that's interesting to me. First Community Credit Union is the sole sponsor of the yard sale every Saturday morning. Folks, guess what? There will be no yard sale this Saturday. You yard sale fans, and there are a lot of you, don't get me started. But there's not going to be any yard sale Saturday. It's been preempted. It will return March 1st at its regular time. And never forget, if you've never heard it, it's an addictive kind of show. Because listening to people call in with what they have for sale is not only interesting, every once in a while you find yourself grabbing the phone. I want that. I've been looking for one of those. But it won't be on this Saturday, but please, every time you are in or near First Community Credit Union, you have a chance, thank them for the yard sale, because they make that show possible. And they have nothing to do with it not being on Saturday, and neither do I. That's a story for another time that will never be told, but it'll be back.